This is K-Drama Time with Vinve, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello world, you welcome to K-Drama Time with Vinve. You already know me, I'm your host, Vinve. With me here is your co-host, Miriam. Over to you, Miriam.
Hi everyone, I'm Miriam, to be Miriam. Again, they always say by name, and I'm a Yoruba girl from Nigeria, Delta State. Well, I'm glad to be here today. I'm this K-Drama Time with Vinve. Hi, Vinve. Thanks for inviting me to this show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, there. You're welcome. So today, we're just going to introduce ourselves. Miriam already did that. She told you guys her name, where she's from. Well, she's not yet done with the introduction part. So let me tell you, we're just going to introduce ourselves, what we do for a living, maybe our birthdays, our school, where we grew up and all that. So that's what we'll be doing and why we're actually doing this, K-Drama Time with Vinve, how we started, like how we fell loving Korean drama, how and when, and all that. So this is just an introductory episode. That's why it's episode zero. And from episode one onwards, that's when we'll start talking on dramas, like just drama. Like episode one, we're talking on an ongoing action. It's a dark comedy action drama. So that's such a great sweet drama. So next week that will be our first Korean drama review. So that's it. Miriam, do you have anything else to say?
Well, we just talked about introduction. Well, I, like I said, I'm an Yoruba girl from Delta State, Nigeria, Abraka to be precise, and well, I schooled in Madonna University, first degree. My first degree was in computer engineering. And my second degree was in information technology management. Well, I got to know the host of today in secondary school. That was in 2004, September 25th to be precise. That was when we got to properly know ourselves. Although before then, we already met each other during our interview in August, but we properly got to know ourselves in September 2004. And since then, we've been very good friends till now. Like, she's a very close friend of mine, Vicentia, who you know as Vinve. Well, after my master's degree, I got a job with Nigerian Postal Service, and I'm currently living in Lagos State because that's where I work. And so, well, not doing so bad for myself, although we all strive to do better. I'm also a businesswoman along the, like a side job. Yeah, like I sell shoes. I just sell them, like I import and then I sell them to people who have already pre-ordered. Like I sell things on pre-order. So that's what I do. And I'm actually a movie lover. I'm a K-drama lover. Like, I've always loved Korean movies since 2013 that I started watching it. My first Korean movie was My Girl, followed by Boy Silver Flowers, where I now got to know the actor. that was his first show I think I actually watched, I actually saw. That is, I'm talking about Lee Min Ho in the drama Boys Over Flowers. His charisma and everything struck me, and you know, the way they put the drama, the way it was written, the way it was produced, even the way it was acted, like everything was okay with the movie, the suspense and all. Like, you never can tell what's going to happen next. We knew, like, the guy was having issues with his mom, allowing him to do what he wants. But you never can tell what would be the next step the mom will take, or what would be the next step that will go on the movie, the suspense in Korean dramas. That's exactly one of the things I love. And so, from the character that this Lee Min Ho played, I just totally fell in love with him and the movie. And then, yes, my girl, that I was the first one I saw too. I loved that movie so very much. Like, seriously, it was funny. It was romantic. Well, people say Korean dramas are not really centered mostly on romance. But yes, they may not be showing the whole pure romance, but you feel it like as if you are the one in the movie, especially if you're an emotional person like me. So that's that. That's how I got to fall in love with Korean drama. And since then till now, oh my God, it's really addictive. I have not been able to do without it. Sometimes I even go to the office and instead of working, oh my God, that's actually bad to say, but yeah, instead of working, I'll be like seeing movies in the office. Like, although secretly and hidden in a hidden corner, but it, wow, like, I just do it and I'm like, seriously, when I don't have much on my table. Sometimes I may even have something to do and I still sneak to what to see any Korean movie of my choice. Or maybe even if it's an episode or two, then I now go back to what I'm doing.
Okay.
So that's that
okay
for me. And then my journey into the K-drama world.
That's a nice background. Thank you, Miriam. Okay, it's my turn to introduce myself. Okay, you already know me as Vimbe, but Vimbe is like a nickname I gave myself. My name is Vincentia Vin. Like, it has different pronunciation. Some people call me Vincentia, but the actual pronunciation I think is Vincentia. That's, you know, so sexy. That's the pronunciation of my name, and I have over 10 names. I don't know what's up with, you know, family, both extended nuclear family, when they give birth to me, they're just naming me. My name is Ifeanyi Obiageli, and I love Obiageli especially because of the meaning. Like, it's really have this fun, chilled meaning. Someone who came to this life to enjoy. Yes, that is what I came to this life to do. Because this adulthood, I don't understand what's up with this adulthood. I think I should keep living by this name, Obiageli. Someone who came to this life to enjoy. So there are different names, Ada, Izuneka. I can't even start naming. There are many. I've got so many names. All right. I'm Nigerian from Delta State. I have a bachelor's degree in public health from Maduna University. Myself and Miriam, we've been friends since I was 9. That was back in 2004. We met in secondary school during the entrance exam to get into this all-girls Catholic school in August 2004. And we got to know each other better when school resumed in September, like she said. Like, Miriam really got a large memory. She could still remember the date, the resumption date. I'm impressed. September 25th. That's beautiful. And ever since then, we've been close, really, really. We've been tight, good friends. We also went to the same university, Maduna University. That's that. So after I graduated, I finished my public health course in 2014. Afterwards, I went for the mandatory National Youth Service course. Like, if you a Nigerian student below 30, I think it's mandatory, or maybe you can waive it if there's a health condition or so, but I know it's mandatory. I after that I did my master's in health planning and management, as I have a master's degree in health planning and management from University of Benin. And currently I work as a contract staff with Innovations for Poverty Action. It's an international research NGO. We were mainly focused on doing research, like research, surveys, data collection, and all that. But before IPA, this current place I work, I've worked with different organizations as a public health officer. Right now, I'm working as a researcher. It's a contract work, and my contract will soon expire, but I've worked in hospitals, other NGOs, as a public health officer, supervisor when it comes to all these data collection, social mobilization duties, and also a businesswoman. I have a school. It's a nursery and primary school, which I started in 2018. And I also have a small film production outfit. I registered this business back in 2017, but I haven't been doing much. And I got to co-produce my first short film last year called The Hate You Feel. And I have another short film coming soon. I produced this one, The Savior in Black. So I just can't wait for the world to see this. That's that for myself. So you all know my name, my background, my birthday. Well, I was born April 5th, and my birthday is in 2 days' time. We're recording this on a Friday, so today is Good Friday, and my birthday is on Easter Monday. That's April 5th. Okay, so why do I like Korean dramas? When did I start watching Korean dramas? I think I got to know about Korean dramas back in 2012 to 2013. I think I was in 2-300 level then in Madonna University. And the first K-drama I saw was Boys Over Flower. Man, I binge watched this drama. I even remember I missed my quiz. that mental health quiz. And I was so lucky the lecturer back then, what was his name? But it was a very calm lecturer. So we had to go to his office, myself and other people that missed it. I don't know why they missed the quiz, but I know why I did. I was watching Lee Min Ho, Kim Hae Joong, and Go Jong Pyeol, Wen Jun Di. I was watching. I knew we had quiz. Like, quiz is like a test. I knew, but I was still watching. So yeah, like that remains an unforgettable moment, because I still remember we went to the man's office, we're begging, okay, the lecturer rather. So like I said, he's a very calm, good man. So he asked us to take the quiz in his office. So after that, I've been addicted to K-dramas. Like, when I even got home from school, I went to the market then. You know, then this internet streaming wasn't popular. Even if it was popular, who would give you money to buy data? So I used to go to the market, buy DVD, like Korean drama compilation and all that. These people, they are so good. The storyline, their cinematography, the actors, actresses that bring these, you know, characters to life, the whole team, the movement, the sound department, the light department, costume, makeup, hair, everything. Because when you look at them, what's the epic that's the historical dramas and modern day drama, their outfits is always on point. I don't know how they do it. Like, everything is so perfect, perfection. Like, they are not behind at all. They just make sure everything is perfect. And I keep wondering, how can something be this perfect? Both the storyline, the acting, the cars, the outfit, the hair, everything so perfect. These people, they really put in their blood, sweat, tears to make, you know, to make this production, these movies and dramas, come to life. And I really admire them. And that's another reason, aside from the storyline, how captivating and all it is. I just want to, I want my future movie production to be this perfect. That's why I also watch Korean dramas. I just want to see the details, what they do differently to make their production a whole ball game. Because, yes, like I said, I'm a film producer. I have two short films now. One release, one will be released before the year, before this year ends. That's the Saving in Black. So I just want my projects, my films, my series to be perfect, like the Korean movies and Korean dramas, and all like their carriage. Oh well, do I even have, like, if I keep talking about their carriage and all, we wouldn't live here today. And this is over 17 minutes now. But everything, I really appreciate their effort and all. And I wouldn't say I have a favorite Korean actor or actress, because the more Korean dramas I see, I get to crush on different actors. Back then, when we started watching Boys Over Flower, was crushing on Jihoo, that's Kim Ha-joon. Like, everybody was all over Lee Min Ho, that's Gung Jo-pyo, and I understand, because damn, the guy is hot. His height, his carriage, the way he talks and all. But I was attracted to Jihoo. I don't know why, but I was just attracted to him and all. And as I kept and as I kept watching different dramas, any drama I watch, you see me attracted to the actor. And there's this one. Okay, I won't talk about dramas now, because we'll have, from next episode, we'll get to review dramas. But let me just talk about Flower of Evil, which stars Lee Joon Gi. Also, this drama, it's about a serial killer disguised as something else. And this guy, Lee Joon Gi, well, what was his name in that drama? He was framed because, okay, his father was a murderer. So the whole world thought, oh, he's his father's accomplice and all. So he lived his whole life as a whole different person. And guess what? This different person he lived as was actually the father's outcome. Like, they did, and oh my God, like, they did an excellent job on that Korean drama, Flower of Evil. Myself and Miriam will get to review and talk about the drama someday, because it's one excellent piece of art. I don't even want to talk about the storyline, because you know Korean dramas and movies, they got great writers, stories and all. The acting, Lee Joon Gi, the way he acted with his eyes in that drama, like, his eyes acting is everything. That his eyes acting deserves an award. Or then, should we talk about his leading actress, Moo Chae-young? It's Moo Chae-young. The emotion she displayed, Chagia, Chagia. And I remember watching this Flower of Evil with my boyfriend. He's not a K-drama person, but he really loved this Korean drama. So, and I think they do air it every, was it Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday? So when it gets to Thursdays or Friday, you see him, you say, ah, are we not watching? He calls me Chagia and Oppa. I tell him, Oppa is not for a girl. Oppa is when a girl is calling a guy. But he said, no, he likes it. So he called me Oppa, Chagia, the the only two lines he got to, learn from Flower of Evil. So see, to tell you how this Flower of Evil, it was so well written, well directed, well portrayed, that someone who doesn't like K-drama at all just sat down to watch it. Like, that's it. I think we'll stop here. We're talking too much. Any drama I want to talk about, we'll get to review it in an episode, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I think we should end here. We've done the introduction. We've told them why we love K-drama and why we're doing this. So, do you have any other thing to say before we sign out?
Not at all, because if we start talking about K-dramas now, we are never going to end.
That's
It's
true.
foreign, actually. If you are not a K-drama lover, I would advise you start watching now, because, my dear, you are missing.
You really
You are
miss
missing
out.
out on a lot. On a lot. Not apart from the fact that they act comedies, thrillers, horrors. They act different genres. So I would just like I would really advise and say that you should actually start seeing K-drama. I mean, my boyfriend, for example, never used to like K-dramas, but well, when you have a girl who's crazy about K-drama, you have no, how will I put it, no choice but to be a lover of K-drama also. And today he's the one that even tells me the new dramas that comes up, and it's really like, oh my God. And but I'm glad because he knows he loves good movies. He's a Hollywood lover, but since he started seeing K-drama, there have been no going back for him. Because, like we said earlier on, K-drama is addictive. So if
Once
you've
you
not started
start, there's no
K-drama,
going back.
please. Yeah. So if you've not started seeing K-drama, start now. Start now. Yeah. Thank you, Vinbe, for, like I said again, hosting me and inviting me on your show. I know this is really going to be mind blowing, especially when we start being all the dramas. I have a lot of gist to give on all the dramas that I've been seeing so far.
Thank you so much, Marianne, for honoring my invitation. And this is going to be a long, fun ride because we're going to be talking and reviewing these dramas together whenever you're free.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so thank you very much. And guys, we're recording this remotely. She's based in Lagos and based in Abuja. So I'm sorry for the poor audio quality. And we're also recording using our phones. Maybe as time, not maybe, as time goes on, we get better audio recording equipment to serve you better. When it comes to gist, you need to listen well. You need to listen well. The audio needs to be, very appealing. So I'm so sorry for the poor audio quality, and thank you once more for listening. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.